Okay, tell everyone, we are up to page 11, we're up to Sif Kaf Aleph and Simon Kuf Kaf Ches. We are talking about yesterday a lot about Tir of Das and getting confused, the Chaz and getting confused, the Kohanim getting confused, so we might go weiter in this idea over here. Says the Mechaber Kaf Aleph, Ko'en Kohanina Kohanim Rashayim L'Nagim Birkas Kohanim Shnaim O Shloshu Nigunim. They shouldn't start being fancy with their Nigunim, the Kohanim, like we see on Yontif. They do a nigun, so they should choose one nigun and stay with that nigun the whole time. They shouldn't do one for Yivarecha, one for Yair, one for Isa. They should stay with the same nigun in order not to get confused. Mishum de'ikla mecha shoteru v'das. We're afraid that the Kohanim are going to get confused, and therefore they're not going to know which pasuk to say, which teva to say. Therefore they should stay consistent with the same nigun. Ve'ein l'nagin el nigun echad mitchila v'ad sof, and only do one nigun from the beginning until the end of Birkas Kohanim. So if you're in a place where it's not clear with the minhag, the Kohanim should discuss it amongst themselves to make sure that they're not going to get confused. Okay, that is Sif Kaf Aleph. Moving on to Sif Kaf Beis. Mishtadlin Shia Makra Yisrael. We try and have the Makra to be Yisrael, being the one who's going to be calling out Kohanim, or if the Kohen is Duchning to have a Yisrael be the one who is going to be Makra, the Yivarachacha. Okay, this is not coming to exclude Levium. It's just coming to exclude Kohanim, as the Shaar Tzion points out. Over here in Os Ayin Aleph, he says, "Aval Levi, l'kuli yamu mutar lechatchila. Levi is allowed to do be the makar lechatchila. It's just coming to lafuke a Yisrael. So if the Gabbai is a Levi, there's no problem whatsoever for him to go ahead and be the makar. Uksha Chazan Kohen. If the Chazan is a Kohen, so as the Mechaber l'shitasul, we learned yesterday that if the Chazan is a Kohen, then the Mechaber basically holds the Kohen should not duchen unless in extenuating circumstances. Yamud Yisrael et slo v'ikra Kohanim. A Yisrael should stand next to him, he should call Kohanim. V'yakar osam, and he should be the one who's calling out. Even if the Kohen is not duchening, he should still not be the Makra. He should still not be the Makra, even according to the Mechaber where the Kohen doesn't duchen, he should not be the Makra. The Yisrael should still be the Makra. V'achazen omid v'shosek, and the chazen should stand there and be shosek, because he's not going to do birkas kohanim, and he's not going to be the one who's calling out Yivarecha Hashem v'yishrecha. Okay, so that is Sif Kaf Beis. Moving on to Sif Kaf Gimel, we get to an important din over here, and this gets to the halacha of not looking at the kohanim when they are duchening. We do not look at the kohanim when they are duchening, and we have to understand why this is. So in this man of the Mikdash, it is a davar pashut. It was a very, very bad thing to go ahead and look at the Kohanim when they're duchening, because the Shechina rested on the Kohanim, and therefore is not covered to the Shechina for you to be staring at the Shechina. Therefore, we are not allowed to look at the Kohanim. But bepashtus, that's only in the Mikdash. That's only in the Mikdash, and therefore we have to understand if they came, then maybe the din should not apply. However, the Rambam writes that there's another reason why we don't look at the Kohanim when they're duchening, and that is because not to have a hesach hadas. You gotta be like, oh, look how cool his fingers look. Look at this, look at that. And therefore you're gonna forget the fact that you're supposed to be mekabel the bracha. Okay? And therefore, because of hesach hadas, the Rambam writes, you're not supposed to be looking at the Kohanim during duchning. So let's see inside over here if we see these reasonings. So this is the mechaber over here, Kaf Gimel. B'shasha Kohanim mivarchim, when the Kohanim are mivarech, ha'am lo yabitu, v'lo yisichu da'it, and they should not look, and they should not have any hesach hadas during Berakas Kohanim. Ela yu einayim klapei mati, they should be looking down to the floor, kemosha omid b'tfila, like he is standing in tefila. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kaf Pei Ches, kemosha omid b'tfila, shari mitpalim yisvarech Hashem yisbarech es Yisrael. What are you supposed to do while you're receiving the bracha? You should be davening that the bracha should be mekabel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shivay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should bless Klal Yisrael. So that's like a tefila. Therefore, you should stand with your eyes down, not looking at the Kohanim, and omid klei kel omid b'tfila. Ve'am yichavnu lebracha, and the nation to have kavana for the bracha. The nation to have kavana for the bracha. V'yu p'neim k'neged p'nei ha'kohanim, v'lo yistaklu b'hem, and their faces should be facing the Kohanim. Okay, unlike the story Rabbi once taught a story once in Virginia when he was a rabbi there during Birkas Kohanim. He looked and he saw one of the members of his shul with his back to the Kohanim. He said, what are you doing over there? He says, I know it's very important not to look at the Kohanim, so it's very makkah not to look at the Kohanim, so I turned my back to them. But that's pasha, that is incorrect. It's Amar Atzis. You're supposed to be panim k'neged panim. You're supposed to be facing the Kohanim, just not looking with your eyes down over there. Okay, so that's what's going to end over here. V'yisichu v'alyu p'neim klavi matikoshim b'tfil v'am yichav l'brochav y'p'neim k'neged p'nei ha'kohanim v'lo yistaklu b'hem. But you should not look at them. So why is this? So brings down the Mishnah Berurah. V'lo yistaklu b'hem. Says over here the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Peites. Rotsa lomar lo bifnei ha'kohanim v'lo b'yadeyam. not at the Kohanim, and not at their hands. V'atamu gan kenishol yisichu daiti me'abrocha, not to have a sesach adas from the bracha. That's the time of the Rambam, as we saw. V'inkein, kol shekein shol yistaklu v'makom acher. So for sure, don't start looking around the room at different things, the picture on the wall, and this and that. You're supposed to be listening to the bracha, thinking about the bracha, not the Kohanim, not other things. However, then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Medina eino aser elobi stakless meruba." Really, maker the din. This is the nafkamina between the Rambam and the other reason that brought down the Gemara. Whether what kind of looking would cause you to have a hesek hadas? Says the way, really, maker the din. Only staring at the Kohanim is a problem. Shiachol avoli de hesek hadas. By staring at them, you can get a hesek hadas. Avol reiik sashari to give a little peek. That should not really be a problem. The dafka bizman mikdash ayu mevarchim b'shem meforish, only in the zman the mikdash, when they were in the mikdash, then they would bless with the shem meforish. V'ashchina ita shor al yadayim, the shchina we resting on the Kohanim's hands. Haya aser afilu riyaksas, there will be aser even a small little peek at the Kohanim. That will be absolutely aser even maker the mashe ain't came bizman azeh. But nowadays, that really ikker the din is also aser. That maker din is really mutter, and only a stakless meruba to stare is really the problem. Mikol makom, nevertheless, says the Chavetz Chaim, noagim gam achshav zecher lo mikdash shalola b'dabit ben klal. But zecher to what we used to do in the mikdash, we are knowing not to look at all. Okay, not to look at all. So that means, maker din, we really go like the Rambam, that the only problem is hasak adas, and as long as you don't stare, it's really going to be a problem. If you look a little bit, not really a problem. However, Zecha LeMikdash, we still remember the reason why in the Mikdash we couldn't even take a little peek, and therefore nowadays we also don't peek at the Kohen. Not because someone's going to chas v'shalom come blind if something happens, or he's going to go to Gehenna. No, Zecha LeMikdash, we don't look at the Kohanim if at all possible. Okay, that's what we try to do, and therefore that's the reason why we are makbid not to look at the Kohanim. If you look at Rashi in Meseches Chagiga, he brings down. Sounds like you're going to Rashi, even the Shechinah Shorah Yadayim, even nowadays, and therefore, the Achronim bring down, that is not only to Zecher LeMikdash, but it's even more than that also. Nowadays, but you see clearly over here, the Mishnah Berurah really says, the Ikker Din, it's really only Hesach Hadas, but we try and do Zecher LeMikdash not to go ahead and look. Moreno Rabbein Rav Nevensal points out over here in Dibur Masl V'ha'a. He says, let's say you have the main shul, and you're in a side room learning, okay, or you're in a side room talking to, for whatever it might be. Even if you have already davened, and you already done Birkas Kohanim, it is appropriate for you to leave the room that you're in, and enter into the sanctuary where they are doing Birkas Kohanim. In order not to make it look like you're not interested in the bracha, like they know Birkas Kohanim, you don't walk in. Even though really you're getting the Birkas Kohanim also because you're in the same vicinity, you hear Birkas Kohanim, okay? But nevertheless, it looks like you're not interested in the bracha, therefore you should enter in. But more than that, he says, since like we learned in the first, in the beginning, in the introduction share over here in Birkas Kohanim, there's also a mitzvah according to the Sefer Charedim that for us to get a bracha. Therefore, if we look like we're not interested in the bracha, we're saying we're not interested in the mitzvah also. Therefore, Nevensal says, one should enter into the shul also for inherit Birkas Kohanim in order to get the bracha from, the Kohanim. Now the Rama goes on. And he says, there's also not only the people, the Yisrael, the Israel and the Levium can't look at the Kohanim, but it's also for the Kohanim to look at the Kohanim. Okay, the Kohanim should not look at themselves, their own hands. And therefore, he says, "V'gam Kohanim lo yistaklu b'yadayim." The Kohanim should also not look at their hands. Al kain, therefore, comes the minag nagul l'shalshel talos al pneim. Therefore, that is the minag why the Kohanim put a talos over their head. Okay, why do they wear a talos over their head? This is the reason why, in order that they don't look at themselves. V'yadayim chutz l'talos, they put their talos over their head. The first minag brought down the Ramah is that their hands are outside the talos. So I'm looking down at the ground. They're not looking, and now the talus is over their face, so the Kohanim are not going to look at their own hands. However, then he says, "Yesh mekomo shenagu shiyadim bifnim in atalus." There are those places that the minhag is that the Kohanim hands are inside the talus. Shlo yistaklu amba hazeh. In order that the nation doesn't look at it, it's more important that the Yisraelim and the Levium don't look at their hands. Okay, so there's two minhagim brought down over here, the hands outside the talus, or inside the Taz. Very interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkat and Sadi Aleph, writes about the first minag, Uminig Zen Nachon Yoter from the Arab and the Gra. Mishnah Chani said the first minag is more correct, that their hands are outside the Taz, so the Kwanim also don't look. It happens to be nowadays what we do is sort of both. We try and Mekayim both of them, and that is their head, the talus is over their head, and what you do is the Kohanim are supposed to have the talus fall on their hands. And therefore, even if the Kohen and the talus and the hands are, their face and their hands are inside the talus, they still can't see their hands because the talus is resting on their hands also. Therefore, we try Mekayim Shteyim, and that's what's going on over here. And that's the reason why they wear a talus when they do it, when they're doing Birkas Kohanim. So both the nation doesn't look at their hands, and also the Kohanim don't look at their hands. Now, what happens if the Kohanim don't have a talus? Well, there's no talus. So, there's a couple different eights over here. Number one is that really two Kohanim could go under one talus. It's not enough to lace them. Really, two Kohanim could share a talus. Okay, but that might be embarrassing. If Kyle Cohen does not have a talus to go under his friend's talus, he might be embarrassed to do it. Let's say that would be the case. What's the next best option? So Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel holds the next best option. You can even use a puzzle talus. There's not enough talus, but there's a puzzle talus. You can use a puzzle talus, just have kavanah. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. The real reason why they're wearing the talus right now is in order for the kayim this din to cover their hands. And therefore they'll cover their hands and their face with a puzzle talus. That would also work. What if there's not a puzzle talus also? There's no talus available, and the Kohen, I don't know, there's no room under the talus. What do they do then? So there are poskim who hold, no Birkas Kohanim, he doesn't do Birkas Kohanim, he doesn't have a talus, he can't do Birkas Kohanim, because it's going to cause the people to stare at him. We'll see later on if there's certain things about the Kohen that's going to cause them to stare. If they don't go to do Birkas Kohanim, so too over here. Or in a Rabbeinu Nevinzel did not hold like that. Rabbeinu Nevinzel holds that even if there's no talus available, they could still go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. Obviously then he has to be makpid not to look at his hands. And obviously the Am is going to have a harder time making sure that they don't look at his hands also when he is going to go ahead and do Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so that is the different cheetahs over here. That's what's going on over here in Birkas Kohanim. Covering the hands, not covering the hands. Mezrat Hashem, we should try and not look at the Kohanim like the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It's not the end of the world. No one's going to go blind, Chas V'Shalom. You should try and be makpin, not to look at all. But there, Maker Din is not to listakel behem. Adkan for today.